A Disused Shed in County Wexford by Derek Mahon. Even now there are places where a thought might grow, Peruvian mines worked out and abandoned to a slow clock of condensation, an echo trapped forever in a flutter of wildflowers in the lift shaft, Indian compounds where the wind dances and a door bangs with diminished confidence, lime crevices behind rippling rain barrels, dog corners for bone burials, and a disused shed in County Wexford. Deep in the grounds of a burnt-out hotel, among the bathtubs and the washbasins, 1,000 mushrooms crowd to a keyhole. This is the one star in their firmament, or frames a star within a star. What should they do there but desire? So many days behind the rhododendrons, with the world waltzing in its bowl of cloud, they have learnt patience and silence, listening to the rooks querulous in the high wood. They have been waiting for us in a fetter of vegetable sweat since Civil War days, since the gravel-crunching, interminable departure of the expropriated mycologist. He never came back. And light since then is a keyhole rusting gently after rain. Spiders have spun, flies dusted to mildew, and once a day, perhaps, they have heard something. A trickle of masonry, a shout from the blue, or a lorry changing gear at the end of the lane. There have been deaths, the pale flesh flaking into the earth that nourished it, and nightmares born of these, and the grim dominion of stale air and rank moisture, those nearest the door growing strong, elbow room, elbow room, the rest dim in a twilight of crumbling utensils and broken flower pots, groaning for their deliverance, have been so long expectant that there is left only the posture. A half century without visitors in the dark, poor preparation for the cracking lock and creak of hinges. Magi, moon men, powdery prisoners of the old regime, web-throated, stalked like triffids, racked by drought and insomnia, only the ghost of a scream at the flashbulb firing squad we wake them with shows there is life yet in their feverish forms. Grown beyond nature now, soft food for worms, they lift frail heads in gravity and good faith. They are begging us, you see, in their wordless way, to do something, to speak on their behalf, or at least not to close the door again. Lost people of Treblinka and Pompeii, save us, they seem to say, let the god not abandon us, who have come so far in darkness and in pain, we too had our lives to live. You with your light meter and relaxed itinerary, let not our naive labours have been in vain.